Hey love, welcome to the Selfish Babe podcast, aka Selfish Talk, hosted by me, Olanike OC. Selfish Babe is a personal development and women's lifestyle brand dedicated to women learning how to selfishly and authentically love themselves. On this podcast, expect to have your mind expanded, curse words said, and to gain a new perspective about who the fuck you are. Let's get into it. The Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast is sponsored by my company, Goddess Detox. Goddess Detox is a holistic wellness company dedicated to providing women with self-love-inspired products to physically, spiritually, and emotionally detox. If you are a woman wanting to detox her ex, detox negative emotions, as well as to get more in tune with yourself and your vagina, check out our Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls, as well as our Queen Steam and Queen Throne Combo, which is the in-home vaginal steam set for your convenience. You can find out more information on our products at goddessdetox.org, as well as follow at Goddess Detox on Instagram. Tell them Olanike OC sent you. Beautiful selfish babes, it is your girl Olanike OC, and I was trying to hook up this camera to like lean up against a chair or something because I am not in my ideal shooting location. I'm on the rooftop of my apartment complex. Okay, let's just take in the views and let's take in the sunset. If you're listening to this podcast, sorry that you can't take in the views, but you can watch it on my YouTube channel, Olanike OC, to also watch podcasts. But anyways, I wanted to do this quick podcast, random episode, because I was just doing a yoga class that is my first time taking here. It's hosted in my apartment complex, and I had just, you know, taken it. And it was really beautiful, and I really loved it. And I saw something. I had seen a rainbow. I keep moving because I'm trying to find a good angle. But I had seen a rainbow. And I literally like looked up to the sky, to the top left. I had seen the rainbow. And immediately, I wanted to like shout out to the whole class. Hey, y'all. Do y'all see that rainbow? That rainbow is right over there. It looks really beautiful. And I had looked around the class and I was like, nobody else saw the rainbow. I was literally like the only one looking at it. And I had gratitude because we were talking about gratitude in our yoga class. And I had looked around and I still wanted to be like, hey y'all, y'all see that rainbow? But I had stopped myself and I was like, they don't see the rainbow, but it's okay. You know, maybe that rainbow was just for me. Not for anybody else to see, but just for me. And so in that moment, I just kind of let it be. You know, I let myself enjoy the treat of seeing this rainbow to myself without anyone seeing it, without anybody else partaking in it, and just really having it to myself. And so when I had thought about that, I had thought about my rainbow. I had thought about my rainbow and I was like, you know, I just thought about like how many times do we actually like keep things for ourselves, right? I think like sometimes, well, usually it's like when you get something or you receive something, and it may be like the most beautiful thing that you've received, right? When you get something or you've received something, you like wanna give it to other people. You want other people to share in it. You automatically have this need to give. At least that's how I feel sometimes. It's like this automatic need for other people to experience the same thing that you're enjoying. And then I just so many things that, you know, it's okay sometimes for other people to not enjoy what you're enjoying. Like sometimes those beautiful, wonderful gifts, whether they be a message from spirit, whether somebody gifted you something beautiful, maybe you stumbled upon some money, right? Maybe somebody gifted you some good money, or maybe you just happened to get some money. And I feel like sometimes we get that desire, oh, let me do this for this person, or let me do this for this person, or let me tell this person what this message was. Not that you don't want to share the message, or not that you don't want to spread the goodness, because I get it, that's your intention. You want other people to share in this beautiful amazingness, right, that you have. But sometimes I think it's so good to sometimes keep some things for ourselves, sometimes to really relish those things, sometimes really cherish those things, because maybe they weren't for any other people to enjoy but you. And I think what that teaches us is to feel good. It teaches us worthiness. It teaches us that this experience isn't good just because other people recognize it. This experience or whatever it is that you're getting is good because it's just for you. Like, you don't have to share. You don't always have to share. I know people, when you're younger, they're always like, share, 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 give, give, give. But I think as women, like, we're so used to fucking doing that. And I'm not saying to, like, be greedy and never share. That's not what I'm saying. I want you to look at the sunset. But that's not what I'm saying. Maybe I can't see it as clearly as I can. But that's not what I'm saying. Oh, look at it. You can see it now. Oh, I'm in the sunset, y'all. Ooh. If you're not watching on YouTube, you're missing out, because this is, look at me, honey. I'm looking good. Okay. I'm looking so good. It's like, we don't gotta give away every good thing we get. We do not have to give away every fucking good thing we get. I think that when we sometimes just take in what we received and just know that it was for us, just relish in that shit. You don't have to give it away. You don't have to automatically be so generous to give, 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 and give. You can just enjoy it for yourself. Relish in that shit. Know it was for you. Feel worthy. Feel good. Feel like, damn, I'm the shit. Feel like, damn, I'm the queen goddess. Feel like I'm that motherfucking bitch. Because that shit was for you to relish in it, to amp up that feeling about yourself, right? To amp up that, I am so worthy of this. I am so deserving of this. Miracles happen right before my eyes because I'm just got that damn glorious. Like, I think that it's okay for us to just let it be that. And I think sometimes we want to push it away, or we want to give it away to other people so they can get the blessing too. And I think that's cool. But sometimes, girl, sometimes, selfish babe, that shit was just for you, nobody else. Relishing it and really amp up that feeling like, I'm that bitch, I'm that goddess, I see miracles all the fucking time because I am so deserving. I think it amps up our deserving meter. I think it amps up our deserving meter. I think it amps up the I am worthy meter within ourselves. So the lesson of the day is that if you see a rainbow out there, sometimes it was just for you to see the fucking rainbow. Just look at it, be grateful for it, relish in it, and you don't have to tell nobody else about your rainbow that you saw. Now, on any other occasion, if you would like to let people know about this other rainbow, you can do that. I'm just saying that every once in a while, it's okay for the rainbow to be yours. I hope you guys get the metaphor, and I love you. Affirm you a wonderful weekend. Mwah. Bye. One more message. If you got what I was trying to say, comment below a motherfucking rainbow emoji down this video. Comment below a motherfucking rainbow emoji below this video. Hey, beautiful. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast. If you feel like this episode has helped you in any way and you think that it could be impactful to a girl or a woman that you know, definitely send this episode to her. Also, make sure to download our Selfish Babe app to receive self-love inspirational messages throughout your day, found in the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. You can also head over to our website, selfishbabe.com, to join the community. Follow at selfishbabes with an S on Instagram, or you can also follow me on Instagram at olinikeosi. I affirm that you have an amazing day. I will connect with you on the next episode, and I love you. Mwah.